White Walls by Megan Kleppinger, read by Leah Martin. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them, and plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and become the fathers of sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply there, and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will have welfare. Jeremiah 29:4-7. If we were playing the word association game and someone said, military life, I'd answer, white walls. Thanks to our travel agency, otherwise known as the U.S. Army, I moved with my family 13 times before I graduated from college. Many of our abodes were Army quarters, houses on Army installations for military families. The walls were always white. I determined early on that when I moved out on my own, there wouldn't be a single white wall in my home. From the time I graduated college until now, I've continued to be in transition, which has meant more white walls in my apartments. Well, I just bought my first house, and of course, I'm not thinking about the practical purchases that need to be made, like a washer and a dryer, for example. I'm considering color. I'm thinking about the things that need to be done to help me feel settled and at home. Eventually, I could move to a different town, or I could marry. This one gets my parents' vote. Or a number of other things that could happen that would require me to move out of this house. Will my probable future keep my belongings in their boxes or paint in its can? Of course not. If there's one thing I learned as a military kid, it's to make home wherever I am for as long as I am there. This world is not our permanent home, and God tells us our days are like a breath. Psalms 144:4. But he's also given each of us the opportunity to unpack our boxes and make an impact while we're here. Like the exiles in Babylon, God has put each of us where we are at this time for a reason. While we anticipate a better country, Hebrews 11:16, we are to live, enjoy the blessings God continues to give, and exhibit a life that tells others of his magnificent love. Intersecting faith and life. In the words of missionary Jim Elliot, wherever you are, be all there. In other words, get a brush and paint some walls.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.